The Accidental Time Traveller by Janice Mackay. Read by Caroline Guthrie.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
I dedicate this book to my sisters, Karen and Moy, with love. Chapter 1. It was Saturday, the 15th of December, 2012, and it was 9:45 in the morning. I know it sounds weird to be so exact about it, but this story's got a lot to do with time. That was when Mum sent me along to the corner shop to buy her newspaper, a packet of Jaffa cakes, and something for myself costing no more than 30p. She called it a mission of trust. Thing is, I'd been grounded 3 times that month for sneaking out when I was supposed to be in my room doing homework. But for 3 days I had behaved, meaning I'd stayed in. With the doors and windows locked, I didn't have much choice. I have a den, and that's where I usually hung out when I wasn't grounded, but Mum didn't know about the den. Nobody knew about it, except Will and Robbie, who are in my gang. The den is a shed no one uses now in a big old abandoned garden, and it's our gang hut. It's the best, and I'll tell you more about it, but like I said, for 3 days I stayed away, lounging about in my room, dreaming about the seriously cool bike I wanted for Christmas. When Mum popped her head round the door, carrying a twin on each hip, and said, "Right, Saul, I'm letting you go round to..."